their realities right now, what is the object of awareness and right understanding? One knows by oneself. Or not yet, none at all.
Understanding understands. If I have doubt or think about, is this understanding or not, that's just not understanding. Understanding understands.
Doubt is doubt, a reality. Sukhin, would you like to talk a little bit about the Upanishya Kojara, Arata Kojara, Upanipanta Kojara?
I would like to hear, I forgot.
The Upanishya Kojara is the object which appears by decisive support, condition, and the last one is the moment of direct understanding of realities. The Arika, the one in the middle, is... I've forgotten what that is.
Now, there are objects without understanding that it can be the object of right understanding only, not other objects. That is Upanishya Kojara, because Kojara means object. And Upanishya is the accumulation of understanding of right object for right understanding, which is object at this moment.
So can we say that right now the Upanishya Kojara is not dhammas yet? I mean, we're still going on to objects, other objects than this moment. And as understanding develops, then it moves towards what appears now.
One always listens to what is the object of right understanding, right? This moment, seeing, visible object, sound and hearing. But it's not the moment of understanding each of it as Dhamma at all. That's why the hearing about this will be the conditions which is the decisive support for having more kojara with understanding. Better and better, firmer and firmer, to condition any moment of understanding reality right now. Even now, it does not appear as there is a moment of understanding reality yet. But by hearing and be confident on the right object for the right understanding is reality right now. When it's well established, no hoping, wishing at all, but there are conditions for sati to arise and be aware. That is sankhara khanda. But if there is the wish or hope to have it, it hinders instantly. Because that is not the right understanding of the right object of right understanding. So now, what we talk about would be the Upanishya Kojara. We do not turn away from listening and listening again and again about visible object right now as just a reality which can be seen. It can only be seen, only one reality that can be seen. The other cannot be seen like this at all. By understanding this, there will be moment of developing understanding, little by little, very, very little. It has to be like that, like the powder of understanding. Yeah. Through different doorways, like the powder of avicca and ignorance through different doorways. And it goes down deeply to be anusaya, the decisive support for any moment of experiencing any object, it arises.
So it's like developing a habit.
Right. So the Upanishya Kojara is like that. The right kojara to be accumulated, to condition the right awareness and right understanding. But if it's not time for right awareness to arise, whenever there is a kusala, it can condition moment of thinking about understanding that it's a kusala. Even it's not the direct understanding of the characteristic of it as a dhamma, but it's there. It can be any moment like sila. You prefer sila because of the accumulation of listening to the value of sila and see the advantages of sila a lot. That's why whenever there's something, there's the idea about right and wrong and sila. But it's not the moment of understanding that it's the right object for right understanding. Now there is right object of right understanding, but no condition for right awareness to be aware and understand it. But it develops all the time as sankhara khanda. No one can force or have it at will. So there are many levels of the wholesome accumulation as Upanisya Kochara. For those who understand the right object for right understanding, which is the Eightfold Path, and those who just read Sutta without understanding the characteristic in Dhamma, and they prefer just wanting to have that understanding of sila, not of understanding Dhamma as Dhamma and not self. Until when it is moment of understanding, just speaking, like the powder of understanding is there at moment of seeing, that which is not visible object at that very moment is seeing. Because there is nothing at all at that moment. No word, no sound, no thought, no idea. Only seeing a visible object. And that which is not the visible object is the seeing, that element which sees. It begins very little from time to time.
The powder.
The powder. And that is upa nibbanda, not turning away from the actual reality which appears as it is, as just that which can be seen, or that which sees it.
And we could say that when it is satchanyana, firm understanding, firm pariyati that can't be shaken, there's no doubt about the upanisya gochara or about the upanibbanda, there's no turning away from reality, and then there would be no interest or concern about being satisfied with different levels of kusala or choosing to have sila or something, because is such firm confidence in the reality that has to be known at this moment. So earlier, when Khunsu Chin said about if one is satisfied with this level of sila or this level of kusala, it's not understanding Dhamma, not understanding sila, because sila isn't understood as a reality when one thinks like that.
And no upanisya kochara. But when there is the understanding of reality as object of understanding, more and more, it is the upanisya gochara.
And arika gochara again?
When there is akusala, there can be moment of thinking about kusala, which is not the actual understanding of the reality, but it can arise. Instead, akusala is there. And the Pali term is araka, protect, or protection. It can be sila or any level.
Can I ask you to explain that again? I need to hear it a second time.
That's what I was going to say.
At moment of kusala, is conditioned by upanisya kochara, because sometimes when dosa arises, everyone knows dosa, right? But takes it for I or my dosa. But at moment of dosa arise, and then there is thinking that it's a Dhamma. It's not self. It's like araka at that moment, beginning to not really understand the actual dosa, but it begins to think about it as just a reality, not self. That's also araka. Instead of thinking about how can I have less dosa.
So is it like reminding each other if dosa arises and I decide, look, it's just dosa. Is that a similar sort of thing, or is it a deeper
understanding? I think that we shouldn't demarcate the distinction between the two. But whatever is kusala of intellectual understanding, it is araka.
is understanding about the dosa, but not directly of the
dosa. Yes, and that's pariyatti.
At that moment, it's panya, which is panya. Conditioned to arise and think that way.
Yes, but that is not it's the level of patipatti, it is still the level
yet,
of pariyatti.
Yes. Patipatti is upanibandha.
Okay. So, Jonathan, you just said it well. Mm-hmm. What did you say again? Do you remember? It is
understanding about
dosa, but not the direct experience of dosa.
And what is the upanisya gochara? That's the powder. That's just the first little bit of understanding.
The accumulation of understanding of what is the right object.
The present moment is not self.
To take the present moment into consideration.
To follow on Anne's question, the upanibandha gochara is the moments of patipatti, the direct understanding of realities. The arika gochara, the protection, is the pariyatti.
Not forgetting the pariyatti.
Not forgetting the pariyatti, not forgetting what is the reality to be understood now. And the upanisya gochara, could one say that is also a level of pariyatti?
Understanding what the right object.
Is the right object. So can we say that's beginning of pariyatti too?
Yes, because pariyatti is not the Pali term written this way, but it's moment of beginning to understand
what is suitable to be known. Mm-hmm.
What's the right object for right understanding?
Since this is a good chance, I'll just speak my honest thought here. Those terms are so attractive, and it's so attractive and interesting to hear about those degrees of understanding, but I just don't know how they are relevant to my degree of understanding.
May I say, as long as it is understood? Or it's just the sound, or the pretty sound only?
I almost begin to wonder, Phil, if you have decided, if you have a feeling in your head as to what your level of understanding is, and that you don't want to go beyond it. Opportunity knocks, and you are here listening, and I expect thinking about it very carefully, but I sometimes feel you've put yourself into a mold here that could prevent
I know my
understanding.
And I know how attractive it is to hear about that, and I just spoke my honest mind. If I put myself into a mold, but I think it's good because I'm going to keep listening to Ajahn now. I'm 5 years ago, I listened to you a lot, or 3 years ago, and I stopped listening, but now I'm going to listen again. And that's the sort of thing that's gradually going to sink in. And I thank you, Anne. I think it's, people have told me that before, not only at DSG. No, I guess it's always been at DSG.
I think I've even written to you about that.
Yeah. And PT said that to me.
You do often say that you think it's dangerous for people to
think
about the development of insight, when that is something that hearing about this is very alluring, and people get sucked into trying to attain levels that they're not capable of attaining.
I think we don't know other people's sila unless we spend a lot of time with them, and I haven't spent a lot of time with my friends, so I don't know. But if I was with somebody who I felt behaved badly in a consistent way and was still talking about this level of understanding, I would be worried for that friend. And I won't go into details, but I still sometimes feel that way.
Phil, I'm not sure, but I imagine that because we otherwise are always thinking in terms of the past and future, we end up thinking about past and future all the time. So someone who consistently talks about the present moment, I don't think someone could do that for long without, you know, going back thinking in terms of past and future. I think there must be a lot of energy and right energy and courage to keep at it. And the main thing is that if you're considering it, you're faced with the present moment. And you would face with the present moment. I mean, if it's with akusala and you're talking about the present moment, you're bound to know that it is a kusala when it arises one time or the other. If there's attachment, I find it hard to imagine, like you're doing, that someone would talk about the present moment and yet at the same time be involved in a lot of akusala and using this idea about the present moment as an excuse.
Maybe not as an excuse, but having confidence in his or her understanding in a way that led him or her to feel that the understanding of the akusala and of the deed somehow not an excuse but an opportunity for understanding, when in fact that deed could be conditioning a downfall from the ability to understand.
What about a sotapanna who still has lobha?
But the sotapanna doesn't break precepts.
It doesn't matter, but what about lobha and dosa? Even to that degree that she or he doesn't break the precept. What about that? What do you think about her understanding or his understanding? Or wait until that person breaks precept?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm taking this opportunity to bring up all my doubts, but at the same time, as I said, I'm really feeling more confident about understanding the present moment.
So even sotapanna or not sotapanna knows one's own accumulation clearly before become enlightened, what is left and what is completely eradicated.
And I think you've mentioned before the sotapanna becomes enlightened by developing some understanding, not by following precepts.
What is more interesting now, just the pretty word, pretty sound, or the reality which is now appearing? And ignorance cannot understand it at all. While there can be moment of beginning to understand, even it's not the direct understanding of any reality now yet, but one knows it is so true, so real, even about visible object. Can there be a moment of understanding better and better? Otherwise, we'll miss the opportunity by thinking that's impossible.
Opportunity knocks.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the missing the opportunity by thinking it's impossible. I think that puts it into a nutshell.
Yeah. And I think just listening to Ajahn will get me beyond that.
To have less ignorance.
And to have more confidence about understanding.
That's the way ignorance getting less. And sila can be better too.
I think you also had a point, I don't know if it's really been raised, about the paramis, the perfections, and how you found this so helpful, but I'm not sure if again it's an idea of somehow developing them or
actually I'm not
perfecting
to be
the mind.
No, I'm not really interested in paramis. When I read the perfections, I love the book's perfections, but I just think about kusala. I don't think about perfections. I did when I first heard about Buddhism, and I was
perfections is just a translation of paramis. Yes.
Yeah. At first I was very attracted, oh wow, I want to get these perfections, but these days I just think about kusala and akusala. So not so much interest in the perfections now, but maybe there should be. Oops!
And now I'm interested to have less ignorance.
Yes.
Better than all.
Yes.
The word courage comes to my mind. I've seen that you've been quite fixed on continuing with the sila and being concerned with that and developing more akusala. And the understanding of the realities that appear as being beyond where you can be or want to be. And I guess the courage, and I'm almost thinking in the conventional sense, comes here. It's a leap.
I prefer courage as virya.
Yeah.
Personally, hearing yesterday about courage as virya helped me more than courage in the conventional sense, because moment by moment by moment, for virya to be there, and to understand that there's virya even when we're sleepy and want to be sleepy, that for me was helpful. Mm-hmm. The courage, yeah. I've certainly, courage in the conventional sense, if somebody is able to, let's say, have fear mm-hmm. of dying or something like that, but rather than turning away to some comforting idea to understand the realities, that's obviously a true courage, both in the conventional sense and in the virya sense.
I guess the fear is where I was going. Ajahn has sometimes said, do you have the courage to see reality for what it is? That no people know. And I think that's a very real concern fear, for some
fear,
people.
Fear is behind so many religious customs and so many religions, and that's what brought me into seeking a spiritual way, was fear of death. And that's maybe why I talked about conventional death, because I felt in a way that having an appreciation of momentary death could, again, I'm just thinking from the top of my head, could be a kind of comforting notion to help us get around the conventional idea of death.
Actually, Jonathan, this is asking you to perhaps mention what we were talking last night about courage and its relationship to right effort. Can you recall what you said? It was helpful.
I think I did mention it earlier, actually. Ajahn, it was about courage involving not just virya, but many jhana seekers, like confidence in the teachings, because one has the courage to realize that it's the understanding of the present reality that is the path, even though it may not bring any immediate visible results, there may not be any less akusala, there may not be any more calm, etc. But one understands that that is the path, and that only.
One thing, is there no sila at moment of understanding?
There is sila at the moment of
understanding. So no need to think about it. And it's higher sila too, because it's accompanied with the understanding. Otherwise, all types of kusala is a level of sila. But when there is giving, it's by way of giving. Sila by way of giving, because citta at that moment is kusala. Or sila by way of sila, or sila by way of samatha, or sila by way of understanding. There must be sila. No transgression yet, at all.
Is there panya with sila level of giving? It depends.
It depends on whether at moment of giving, what citta is there. Understanding the cause and the effect. Why do you give, or why that person asks for things? Even that person doesn't ask for things. You have intention to help. Not only just kusala, but also helping. So sila is not just abstaining from ill deeds, but it's also at moment of vaya vaccha, helping too, and also at moment of paying respect to that which should be respected. And so at moment of understanding there's higher sila, because sila at moment of showing respect or helping the other, there is no right understanding.
That reminds me of showing respect. Yesterday we were talking about Mangala Sutta, and I was thinking about the verses that I couldn't remember yesterday, and I listened on my... and puja, pujaniya, showing respect to that which should be respected. And I was thinking about what you said to me, that if we're going to listen to Pali and listen to... I mean, it depends on understanding. And I realized, for example, we can show respect to a Buddha statue by doing prostrations or something like that without understanding. But actually developing understanding is the way to really show respect. So if I want to thank you for speaking for the last 3 days, I'm so grateful, I could make a gesture of respect to you, or I could develop understanding. And obviously developing understanding is the way to really show respect.
Well, with metta, see. Because are you showing respect to the statue or to the virtues of the Buddha? See? Because that statue never be Buddha at all. Never, never. Impossible. Sam looks not nice at all. But it represents the virtues. Mm-hmm.